Lindsey Graham, "This ends with Trump winning in court and at the ballot box." By Paul Bois on March 30, 2023. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, decried the indictment against former President Donald Trump on Thursday by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, calling it a shocking and dangerous day for the rule of law. "This is a shocking and dangerous day for the rule of law in America. This is one of the most irresponsible decisions in American history by any prosecutor," Graham said in a statement. "It is irresponsible because the case was looked at by two previous prosecutors and they passed. It has not aged like fine wine," he added. The chief witness for prosecution is a convicted felon, Michael Cohen, whose previous lawyer said he is untrustworthy. "Upon scrutiny, this case folds like a cheap suit. So how does this end? Trump wins in court and he wins at the ballot box." South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster also condemned the indictment of former President Donald Trump. "I do not see anything that is reasonable, anything that is honorable, anything that is legal, or anything that is even ethical about what this prosecutor has done," he wrote on Twitter. McMaster also referenced the 2006 Duke lacrosse rape hoax, which led to the Durham County District Attorney being disbarred. "I am afraid we have not seen this type of reckless behavior by a prosecutor since that disgraced North Carolina District Attorney was disbarred for trying to prosecute the Duke lacrosse team," McMaster wrote. A Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Donald J. Trump on Thursday for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, according to four people with knowledge of the matter. A historic development that will shake up the 2024 presidential race and forever mark him as the nation's first former president to face criminal charges, the New York Times reported on Thursday evening.